A very warm welcome once again to Ross Clifford. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Rodney.
And today we're talking about how science and religion should never mix. Is that the case?
Well, that's what you hear, mate, but it's time to stand up, isn't it, and say, look, science and faith and religion are not enemies. And there are people out there like Richard Dawkins, the God Delusion, that are trying to make them enemies. They are not. And many of the great scientists throughout the Christian age have been people who followed the Lord Jesus or been believers in God. So, mate, this science and religion in conflict, I don't know about you, but I'm over it. I mean, they're not in conflict.
But this is what we keep hearing time and time again. And any time anyone stands up and says, listen, I'm a person of faith, they get shot down as if they're unthinking people. And a lot of people of faith are actually buying into this as well, so thinking, I can't actually talk about science because they seem to have these so-called facts, and I can't fight against that.
Yeah, well, look, people say, don't they, that science is about the how and faith or religion is about the why. And there's some truth in that, Rodney. And people do say, too, that the Bible is not a scientific textbook, even though it interacts with issues that concern science. And all of that is true. But having said that Christianity and faith is about the why, it doesn't mean that when it does tell us things about the world and how the world came into being, that it's in any way in conflict with science. And I just think we've got to stand up with the scientists of old and scientists today, You think of Copernicus and Capella and Galileo and Pascal and Descartes and Newton and Boyle. All of them had a deep belief in God. I mean, I've got books on my shelf on scientists who believe today from NASA and elsewhere. I mean, Richard Dawkins is wrong. The Bible tells us that, God created the world, the universe had a beginning, humans were made from earth, that it tells us that the universe is running down, all the same sort of things that, is there with science. I mean, where is this conflict, Rodney?
I guess that's the thing, because we're told there's a conflict, and those who are of faith who haven't really looked into it are wondering, how can I counter this? So is there information out there that is going to help people to say, well, I can stand up?
Yeah, look, you take Copernicus, for example. I was told that the church totally, stopped Copernicus and the revolution that, the earth is not the centre, the sun is the centre of our solar system, and that was the big fight. Only when I started to investigate it, and that's what we need to do, and sure, there are elements in the church that did attack Copernicus, like one of the popes, but Copernicus never would have been known, his theory never would have got out there, if it hadn't been for members of the Lutheran church at Wittenberg and elsewhere, active members of the church leaders who published his material, gave him an audience, and put him out there in the marketplace, mate. I mean, he only survived because those Lutheran believers were standing behind him. So we've got to do the hard yards. I mean, I wrote a book called Leading Lawyers: Case for the Resurrection, that when the Bible talks about the resurrection of Jesus, it's not gobbledygook, it's good legal historical data. And you can find book after book like that now, and lawyers who concur, some of the world's most prominent and best lawyers, whether you believe in it or not, are saying what you've got in the Gospels is good eyewitness reliable accounts that this event happened. So, mate, that's not fighting science or history. It's just taking the text as it is and allowing it to speak to us.
Now, some might say that you're talking about a number of scientists who were around many years ago, but we know more these days. And this is the common cry we hear. We've learned a lot more. We've moved on. What about scientists of today? Are they still people of faith or not?
Oh, yeah, look, there's heaps of them. Of course, there are people who don't have faith, but you'll have that of accountants and doctors and, and house parents. So nothing's new. But, mate, Nick, I was listening to a team from NASA the other day on radio talking about their faith and belief in God, and people in the DNA project, and, I mean, their belief in God. And you think, come on. It's a contemporary thing. I mean, some of the scientists and leading medical people I know today, deep believers in the place of God, and they see creation and what they see in creation drawing them into discover more about God and his wonder and his ways, and at the same time of doing that, getting them a deeper understanding of what the Bible's saying about the role of our God in creation. Mate, I've got a book or two on my shelf, and I'm sure you do as well, about modern scientists who believe, and books on science and God all over the place. So, look up science and belief, Google it, and start seeing those books and those people that own belief today, not just of the past.
Ross, thank you so much for your time today.
We'll keep believing, mate.